Our theme for Musicians Come and Play here on KASM, that is Larry Rezavi and his Out of Tone Checks with Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. It means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 158 in that continuing series. And that takes us to 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We're now at 83 degrees, bright sunshine. It's going to be a warm one today here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, and KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial, as well as 107.7 FM now on your radio dial as well. Three options there to listen to Chasm for you. And of course, there's always the option of the stream. Go to mychasm.com and click on stream music, and you can listen worldwide to Chasm here. As we get ready to start our program here, program number 158, we have our guest on the line, Mr. Gary Kuchenbagger out of Tigerton, Wisconsin. And we say good morning, Gary. How are you doing over there in Tigerton?
Well, I'm doing fine, yes.
That's great. What's the weather conditions like over in Tigerton?
I just heard you mention 83 and whatever, and it's not too different here. Oh. And rather humid, and if you're not doing a heck of a lot, it's great weather to sit outside. Otherwise, forget it.
Okay. All right.
I'm not one of the guys who want to move to Central Florida, let me tell you.
No, for sure not. Or how about Arizona, Death Valley? They're talking 130 degrees today. My goodness.
Yeah, wow.
That would be unbearable. Yeah. So I guess then we have a cooling trend up here. We're only in the 80s, so.
Right.
Well, Gary, we want to find out a little bit about you. First time we've had you on here in central Minnesota, and going to get some of your music loaded into the system. So we start hearing some of the Old Lager Orchestra. A little bit about your history. How did you get started in the music business, and what's your capacity? What do you do?
Well, I'm the leader. I play an accordion very poorly,
okay.
So I've replaced myself on almost every recording. I play on just a few things. If you got the Tinker Polka there, I'm playing lead, and that was a one-shot deal. I went to my knees when that got recorded, and I said, I can't do this again. So we took it. And anyway, Dick Metko did the fill. There's some very fancy fill on there, but I played the lead. That's one of the few tunes I'm on. But how did I get started? Well, that's a long story, and I don't think you got time for that.
Okay.
When I was a kid, the folks had the 78 RPMs. I'm an old guy, you know. I'm not exactly young anymore.
Okay.
So they had the 78 RPMs. We had Wally Ives. We had Lawrence Duco, of course, which became my favorite. Loffelmacher there. He a lot of six fat. That was for the polka stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A few Fez Fritchie. Gene Heyer, of course, and Gauz, Romy Gauz. And when the big bands, there was Tiny Hill. There was Jan Garber. There was Lombardo and some of the Dorseys. And I just learned to like that kind of music. That's it. I just thought it was good stuff. And I was 4 and 5 years old when that all hit. And I always dreamed of having a band. In fact, you know, I played one Duco tune so often. I don't know if you have it. The Barbara Polka. It's one of his later RCA recordings. The flip side was a novelty called Ole Come Home.
Okay.
I played it so often that my mother couldn't stand it, and she broke the record.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So, I mean, I fell in love with that stuff very early. And when I was in high school, I don't know if you ever heard of Bobby Art or Bob Artabasi or Uncle Otto.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he wrote a few tunes in his life, like the Sleeper Polka and the Milwaukee Waltz. He wrote Elsie Solzheim. That's his.
Okay.
Anyway, he was on local radio. I lived in Manitowoc on the lakeshore at the time. It's my hometown. And I could listen to the Uncle Otto show. And all of a sudden, he was moving to Florida. And the relatives, many of whom are musicians, told me that his music was for sale. And if he couldn't sell it, he was going to burn it. So I asked my dad for the car. I was 16 years old or so, or 17. And I drove down to the Uncle Otto Ballroom, and I met him. It was a Friday night. He was very busy, but I called him over from the bar, and I asked him if I could talk to him. And I said, is this a true story? Yep. And I ended up buying that library, that nucleus. It wasn't much, let me tell you. There was a lot of parts missing. And I probably had 45 tunes that were complete, maybe 50. And anyway, that was the basis of this band. And when I got out of college and got a job, which was like 8 years later, 1974, I finally got a band started.
Okay.
And that's it. so it kind of then took on a form of Duco.
Uh-huh.
Because that was one of my favorite Ann's favorites. And it's not complete, not exact, but it's very close. And that's it.
Well,
I mean,
good.
Did that help you, or
did
I get too deep? Or?
No, that's wonderful. Getting a picture a little bit of what you do, when you and the band performed, you were sort of like a Lawrence Welk then, where you would direct and lead the band rather than being one of the musicians, huh?
Well, more like that, yeah. I don't play that well as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
I remember one time, this is like 15 years ago, we were playing a wedding, and Metco was playing accordion for us that night. I got Dick at the end of his career. You know, he passed away, 12 years ago already.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Dick was playing, and he wrote Dick's Polka. I mean, that's his original composition.
Okay.
And we were doing Dick's Polka, and all of a sudden, I was playing accordion too, but I was just courting.
Okay.
And he leaned over about, you know, like 20 seconds into the tune, and he said, "When we get to the trio, you're playing lead, I'm going to fill." And then he backed away from me like I couldn't answer.
Oh, yes.
And I kept mouthing, "No, no," real, real big with my lips so he couldn't miss it. "No, no." And as we approached that part to the song, I realized he was not going to play the lead. So I did.
Uh-huh.
And somehow I magically got through it.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my big remembrances of Dick Metco. So.
Well, neat. Now, he spent a lot of time with the Dick Rogers Band over the years, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was his second big, well, he had his own band in the 50s.
Okay.
And he originally started off with Lawrence Duco. He's one of the four accordionists that Lawrence Duco had.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a kid then. I mean, he was like 14, 18 years old, 16 years old, something like that, and he was going to Chicago playing the Trianon Ballroom, you know?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, so you do play the accordion then, that you said. How did you get started there? Did you take lessons when you were young then, or was that after you picked up the accordion after you purchased the library then, or how did that all come together?
No, well, I got the accordion. Well, I always had an interest in the music,
mm-hmm.
always,
mm-hmm.
and I had no idea what I'd like to play, and I finally, my dad had a chance to buy an accordion, cheap,
uh-huh.
that leaked air. And he said, "If you want to take lessons and you're willing to do this, I'll buy that accordion. And if 1 year from now you're still taking lessons, I will get you a better one." So this was 1961. Well, okay, now we're into the 62. And I was still taking lessons. Thank God he didn't say you have to play well. Because if he said you have to play well, I would never have gotten the accordion.
Uh-huh.
But I still have that accordion today, and I got it for Christmas of 1962.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a pretty neat story.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, because the first one leaked air so bad, it was ridiculous, and I don't think it was worth sticking any money into. So, but anyway, I got a new accordion back then. That's, what is it, 52 years old now?
Yes, yeah.
54 years old, 54.
So you began booking jobs then as the leader of the band. How many piece band were you back then?
When we started, I had Bobby Art's Wisconsin Dutchman Band. That's
okay.
Basically what, that was the library, and I've added so much to it. We had like 400 songs or whatever.
Okay.
Now. But, yeah, we booked as Bobby Art's Wisconsin Dutchman. I mean, we booked as our own band using that library. And there was, when we went through the trumpet books, my wife and I at the time, we found out some songs were written for three trumpets, and some songs were written for two trumpets and a trombone.
Ah, yes.
And many songs were written for just two trumpets, so it was not consistent.
Ah.
And we decided back then, Gary decided, Lawrence Duco used three trumpets on many recording sessions, so I decided I was going to go the three-trumpet route as opposed to two trumpets and a bone.
Okay.
And that's the way it's been ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm very happy with this last CD. Of course, that commemorates 40-some years of being on the radio here in the northeastern Wisconsin area. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that in just a minute here and find out more about that and about the recordings. But we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, Gary. So we're going to ask you to stand by and read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue this, if that's all right.
Okay, sure. Sure.
There we go. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. This weekend coming up on Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, it will be the St. Joe Lady Lions cooking and serving at the Brat Sale. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. I remember as a kid growing up during these hot days of summer, nothing more satisfying than an ice-cold glass of juice or Kool-Aid and a sandwich for supper. The St. Joe Meat Market has many great lunch meats, summer sausages, cold cuts, and cheeses to choose from. Now, the brat of the week this week is our German-style brat, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef and that fantastic German-style seasoning. Stock up with plenty when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Friday nights, we stay open till 7. Saturdays, we close at 5. And closed, of course, on Sundays. For more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or give a call to 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Gary, for being our guest on the program, we started this way back when it all began, and now 158 programs later, we're still doing it. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market along with Chasm. We forward that to you. And it comes to you priority mail the next day. Hope that you enjoy it along with your wife and family and good health. How is that for you?
Well, I think that's really neat. I do. I'm impressed.
That's...
Yeah, you know, most places wouldn't give you anything for something like this. Thank you.
Well, good. Yes, and we'll look forward to maybe hearing down the road from you how you enjoyed mm-hmm. it. So that sounds good.
Yeah, you know, this has nothing to do, and I'm sure your listeners aren't interested in this, but you said St. Joseph's, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, isn't... does anybody remember, was maybe your station, was that owned by a family named Seehafer once upon a time?
No, I don't believe so. Not that I recollect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that the man who owns the Manitowoc stations now and owns quite a few other ones started in St. Joseph, Minnesota.
It's possible.
Don Seehafer. I am pretty sure he did.
That's possible.
That would have been one of the main polka stations equivalent to KNUJ back in the 40s.
Sure, sure.
WOMT, yeah.
Okay.
That had on Romy Gauz, Gene Heyer, and Rudy Plokar on a regular basis.
Oh, my goodness.
Broadcasting live, yeah.
Well, you were talking, you're talking about radio business, and you said commemorating, your CD commemorates, 40-some years in the radio business? 40-plus?
Well, yeah, I just, when I moved to Tigerton from, you know, a different town,
mm-hmm.
I got a job here, and I stayed. And, well, anyway, I was going up and down the radios, little dials through the week trying to find a polka station, or not a station, but even a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find one. I just, maybe I didn't hit it right, but I asked a few people if they had knew of any. No, not anymore. And this is like the fall of 73, 74, and I finally drove to Shawano,
uh-huh.
which was for me about 23, 24 miles away, and I said to them, you have a station. When is your polka show, or don't you have one? And at the time, they said, well, we just do a few minutes after the 5 o'clock news. Whenever the news is done, we do one or two songs till 5:30 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Okay. I said, well, if you'd like a polka show, I'm willing to start one. And they took me up on the offer, believe it or not. And they started paying me for doing it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
It became a live show, and it in 1985, Memorial Day weekend of 85, it became live.
Uh-huh.
And back in 82, then we started taping a big band portion to it. And in the meantime, my wife got very ill and passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of cancer.
Yeah.
So I was really glad everything was taped because uh-huh. I could, on one of the good days, I could run and I could do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do multiple shows and leave them sit there and
sure.
throw on a rerun once in a while. And, well, that's how it worked out. But anyway, now it's 42 years later. This October is 42 years.
Wow. And what station is this now that you're...
Well, I've been on every station there in one capacity or another doing these things. But right now it's WJMQ.
Uh-huh.
I am in Shawano, Wisconsin when I do the show, but the signal comes from Clintonville. It's licensed
okay.
Clintonville.
Okay. So, yeah, no stranger to the airwaves then. That's really neat. And
well, I do it tonight. I'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. I was just going to ask when what Do you on every day or just the one day
nope,
a week?
No, Sunday nights. Sunday nights from 7 to 11.
7
and
to
11. And even when they went live, they told me, the owner of the station said, I'm going to give you Sunday nights. It's basically dead radio time. If you can put an audience together, more power to you.
Well, there you go.
Do you and that's been since 1985.
Wow. Do you stream music too then? Or is it, you know, can
no,
you...
it's not streamed. I wish it was,
okay.
But it isn't.
So over here, we can't hear you at all from...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well,
you're
good.
Probably lucky.
And so you said you do from, what, 7 to 11? 8, 9,
yep.
10, 11. That's a four-hour show. And
yep.
You play all styles of music or just polka music, or what do you do there?
No, it's the first 2 hours is polka, and the last 2 hours is the old 40s big band stuff.
Ah, neat.
We do a switch in there. And
sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's really good. I remember back in the days playing in the dance bands, you know, and we're talking now the 70s when I was playing, 70s, 80s, 90s in there. But, you know, FM had just come out. But we would be
yep.
going, sometimes we'd travel 3-4 hours to a dance jobs. And so a lot of times those vehicles only had AM radios in back in those days. And
yep.
I was always the little guy, so I'd usually sit up in the front. So they'd let me tune on the radio. And boy, you would always search for polka stations. And especially if you're traveling southern Minnesota, maybe to Rochester or one of the places down that way, Twin Cities, you'd
mm-hmm.
probably pick up Faribault or New Prague or one of those stations. But that was a real novelty to find a polka station back in those days.
Isn't one KDHL?
Yeah, that one I think is, golly, I can't remember which town that's in, but I've heard of that one.
I was thinking Faribault when you said
that. Yeah,
that
could be it. I believe it
that's
is.
That's what flipped into my mind, right?
Oh, okay. You bet. So, yeah, that was really, really big. Of course, nowadays with all the CDs and the MP3 players, people can bring music along every which way. And,
oh, yeah.
So it's much, you know, easier or less in demand to get you or I on the radio. But still something special about that live show, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
I mean, you probably yeah. add your comments. You've got 40-some years of history, more than that, with the music business. And so when you've known people like Lawrence Duco, Dick Metko, I mean, that's some real history there.
Yeah. Well, Bob Lorenz is on this recording with us, and he is the last Lawrence Duco musician who still plays.
That
he's
is
the last of the era.
Really? And so we're talking about recordings now, and you just brought out a recording here that's called Gary Kuchenbecker's Old Lager Orchestra, commemorating Gary's 40-plus years on Northeastern Wisconsin Radio.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. That's
right.
That's wonderful. Now, when did you record it? Just recently?
In the first blizzard of the year on December 28th, December of 15.
Really? My goodness.
Yeah.
How many piece band?
Well, with Bob, and it would have been 11 musicians. 12. Well, 12 11 musicians.
Okay. All right. That's good. And so just recently released.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some of that in the next half hour coming up here. Right. How many more
well,
recordings?
You know, I'm very stubborn. If I cannot do something the way Lawrence Duke or Harold Laffelmacher or like Tiny Hills Band and did these one-nighters throughout this country.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't do something similar, I'm not interested in the combo. I would rather stay home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just very stubborn. I have no interest in taking out a five-piece band or something like that. So
okay. So
it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Are you still finding work then these days? Do you get
not
out?
As known. It's dying rapidly.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. We lost a job that we had for 20 years up in Eagle River,
uh-huh.
which is near the UP border there. And,
okay.
Well, you know, we lost it. And it's tough getting a replacement for that kind of a thing.
Sure,
it?
Sure. Well, there aren't right, the ballrooms right. anymore either that would
that's right.
would house a band of your size and, you know, right. accommodate that many people to dance. More of the clubs and bar type scenes, polka fests, of course. Do you do
yep.
any of the polka fests at all?
Not really.
Okay.
No, haven't been asked. Even
okay.
And I'm very close to Pulaski, but we just haven't gotten a call.
Sure.
They know where I am, though, when they want free advertising on
oh,
the radio.
Oh, I'm sure. Uh-huh. How many
always
more,
give them a plug.
How many more recordings for you, Gary? How many did you do?
Well, this is the sixth compact disc we got out.
Okay.
The sixth one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one is big band dance music. The other five have mostly polka. Like, there's two of them that have this. This is because on the radio, I do both big band music and I do the polka waltz.
Sure.
This CD is 50-50.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. Well, we're coming to the end of our segment here, and want to ask you just a couple more questions. One of them that I usually ask folks over, as you look back over your career, any memories? You mentioned the one about Lawrence Duco. That's outstanding. But any other, as you're traveling to the jobs to or from, any memories, any good, bad, or otherwise, bad accidents, snowstorms, musicians couldn't make it, you had a scramble, or anything that stands out in your mind?
Well, not really. I'm so excitable about dance jobs that I call everybody 47 times to remind them we're playing.
Okay.
And so far in the 40 some years, we haven't had anybody miss because they forgot at the last minute.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
I did play a job one time where I got a trumpet man sick and I didn't know who to call. And it was, again, up toward Eagle River. It was, for me, that's a long ride, maybe 3 hours one way. And
sure.
You play till 1 o'clock, you get home at 4,
Uh-huh.
But I needed a trumpet man, and I thought of right away Wally Ives. I don't know if you know that name very well, but
he had
a Mercury contract.
Yep.
He's the first one to record the Milwaukee Waltz.
Okay,
Wally was about 78 years old at the time already.
Oh, my.
And I didn't want to call him because he would have had to drive farther than I had to drive. But I made one phone call or so, and the guy was busy, and I thought, no, I am going to call Wally because he plays well and he loves to do it, and he told me, if you ever need a trumpet, you give me a call.
Oh, wonderful.
So I called Wally, and right away, well, of course I can play, right away, and this is like 48 hours notice, it wasn't much at all. Yeah, of course I can play. Yes, give me directions. I gave him directions. He beat us to the job.
Oh, my goodness.
When we got there, Wally was sitting at the bar. What kept you guys?
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Got to quickly ask you, Gary, any family? You said your wife passed away, but did you have children? Anybody keeping the music going or anything?
Well, I had two kids with my first wife there, and I got to raise them because they were just little kids.
Yeah.
They were first grade, kindergarten and fourth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to raise them. They're both doing well. One plays trumpet, the other one plays as the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our recordings have him on as the drummer.
Oh, neat.
But he got his doctorate degree, and he's at the University of Washington in Seattle in the medical school doing research.
Ah.
So he's not playing anymore.
Sure.
He's got a rock band going, but he never has time to practice with those guys, so it's nothing.
Sure.
He's just too busy.
Uh-huh.
And the other one gave me an ultimatum. Dad, I can help you with the radio station or the band. You take your pick. I can't do both. He's an electrical engineer in Appleton for a company that builds fancy machinery.
Sure.
And I said, I'll take you for the radio station. So I had to replace him on the recordings, and he fixed a couple of notes in Dick's Polka, though. And he's not credited on the CD.
Oh, okay.
Dick's Polka is really a family band thing, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once more, we got three generations of Kuchenbeckers yelling, once more!
Wonderful. One last question for you, Gary. Did you do anything else in your life for a career, for work, or was it only music?
Oh, gosh, no. I taught high school science for 36 years.
Okay.
And when that quit, this is my 8th year starting in fall. I teach for North Central Technical College. I teach anatomy and physiology.
Oh, okay. So still punching that clock a little bit then.
Well, yeah, sort of, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have to punch a clock, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Sure.
But this is going to be the last year.
All right.
I'm 68. What the heck?
Here you go.
I have fun, though. The students I've had are great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, it's been really entertaining, very fun learning about you. And for the sake of folks that don't know, whereabouts is Tigerton located in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, Highway 29 cuts east and west right out of Minneapolis, St. Paul there. So you take Highway 29, and you're going to get to Wausau.
Mm-hmm.
You must know Wausau.
I do, yeah.
And if you keep going, you're going to get to Green Bay. And I'm not halfway. I'm a little closer to Wausau, but I'm about halfway.
Oh, yes.
Just south of 29 and a half miles.
Oh, okay.
Being a little closer to Wausau than I am to Green Bay.
Very good. Then we've got an idea where you're located. Well, good. Well, with that, Gary, we're going to wrap things up here, and thank you for joining us. Extra special, taking time out on a Sunday afternoon here to join us on Chasm. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here still down the road sometime. We will have you on again sometime. How's that?
Well, that sounds good to me. I hope I can, if things go well enough, I hope we can do another CD down the road. I'm not hoping this is the last one, but you know, with these age things, and every day you wake up and you got another ache.
That's right.
And you're like, where did that come from? And is it going to go away?
Exactly.
You know, that's you always right. wonder.
That's but, right.
I'm sure this CD here got me excited. I got, I sent Jim Sturr one because he does a couple of radio shows.
Oh.
And, Jim sent me a note back saying that he really enjoyed it, and he was listening to it as he typed me the letter.
Wow.
So it made me feel good.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, very good, Gary. We're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but with
okay.
that, you have a great day.
Take care. Yep.
All right, and there he goes, Mr. Gary Kuchenbecker out of Tigerton, Wisconsin, our 158th guest here on KASM. And that takes us to 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 83, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. Music by Gary Kuchenbecker's Old Lager Orchestra coming up in just a few moments.